He said, Sayyidina Sulaiman sent consult the people with him. Sayyidina Sulaiman, قال يا أيها الملأ. الملأ it's mean the assembly. The assembly, he questioned them, who is able and have power to bring her throne, عرشها, قبل أن يأتوني مسلمين, before they became a Muslim. Now what the story here, when Sulaiman first, before he punished her, he sent a letter for her, inviting her for Islam. أَلَّا تَعْلُوا عَلَيَّ وَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. Do not be higher than me, and come to me with full submission as a Muslim. So he sent the letter, give her, the letter was political letter, invite her for Islam, and in the meantime has a warning, do not be higher than me, and come to me with full submission. طيب. When she hear this letter, what happened to her? She send a gift. She send a message from her side. Send a gift. Money. Would be gold. To Sayyidina Sulaiman. Sayyidina Sulaiman, when he received a gift from her, because she need to change it. Because all of us, most of us in this life, we are corrupted by money. So she send actually this property or this gold to him to change him or to let him leave her alone. So when Sayyidina Sulaiman received this property or gold, whatever is, right away he send the messenger again to her. Send the messenger. Hi. He told her in the message, Allah said that in the Quran too. قال أتتخذوني بالأموال. You actually try to change my decision with your property, because money all the time changes the people. We find sometime actually a good people, and then when they found a sources of money, either were haram, they gonna make like a tricky way in order to get this money. Except those who receive mercy from Allah, and Allah protected them. Okay. So he told her messenger, you try to change me? You try to change my decision? Because he focused in to make, he found these people, they worship beside Allah, the sun. So he need to clear the land from the shirk, وَلْيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. That's his policy. Aye. While Allah, your money is not going to change anything with me. Your gold is not gonna change anything with me, because Allah feed me with more powerful, more than you. Allah feed me with a great kingdom. Yes, there is a great kingdom. As I told you before, Sayyidina Sulaiman used to have a 1 million soldier under his order. He used to control the shayateen. He used to control the bird. He used to control the language of the bird and animal. He used to control the wind. He controlled the wind, subhanallah, to send some people from this place, from Palestine, to make jihad fi sabilillah on all over the earth, to clear the earth from the shirk. He's a great mujahid. Alayhi salam wa ala nabiyyina afdal salatu wa salam. And he told them, Allah feed me with more power, more than you. And Allah give me more property and money and wealth, more than you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the judgment too. Allah give him a perfect way to judge. Alayhi salam wa ala an. Allah, you try to change me, and whatever you have in your property, whatever you have in your bank, exactly, this like a wreckage will be finished very soon. So look at this. He's a very rich man. He's the biggest power in the earth at that time. And he has a lot of property, gold, and you know, the shayateen used to work under him to dive to bring all the diamond and the pearl and dye, all this actually from the water. Subhanallah. So he doesn't need. He said, if you think you are happy of what you have from your property, exactly, this will be wreckage very soon. This will be finished very soon. The only thing I need from you, the taqwa, the submission to submit yourself to Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when Sulaiman alayhi salam, he also asked a question to his own people, his assembly, administration that time. O assembly, who is able to bring her throne to me before they become a Muslim? Before they became a Muslim. So when she received the letter from Sulaiman and the messenger reached her again, her messenger, she got scared, kind of scared, and he told her, you have to come to me in Palestine, from Yemen to Palestine, with full submission. Do not feel that you are higher than me. You need to clear this kingdom from the shirk wal ya'uzu billah. That's the great. So when Sulaiman asked this question to his assembly, to his administration, Allah said in Surah exactly the first ayah here, قال عفريت من الجن أنا آتيك به قبل أن تقوم من مقامك وإني عليه لقوي أمين. A powerful one from among the jinn, because he need the thorn, and the thorn is a great throne. So right away the ifrit, the powerful one, the strongest from al jinn, ifrit, powerful of the jinn, he said, I will bring it to you before you rise from your place. I'm able to bring her throne before you stand up from your place. He used to have a chair to judge the people. Great, a chair to judge. And everybody, human, jinn, everything work under him. And he's very great, powerful man. Now, so who offered the service to bring her throne? Arshha. Right, he offered this service before you stand up from your place. I am for this task strong and trustworthy, because the jinn, he knew that her throne beautified by pearl, diamond, ruby, gold, silver, very, very expensive. So he told them, I am very trusted man. I am very trusted one. So he offered this service. So what happened after that? Go for the second ayah. Somebody offered the service again. Same service. قال الذي عنده 2740. That's Surah An-Naml, ayah number 40. قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب أنا آتيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك. أي ما شاء الله. So the one is knowledgeable. There is the righteous man from people of Sulaiman. Very righteous man. And he has knowledge of the scriptures. He has knowledge from the scriptures. What did he say? He asked, عنده علم من الكتاب. He has knowledge of the scriptures. Among this knowledge, the great name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why I give you another one, the dua. Please take one. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about this dua, very important dua. You're going to find where you Ibrahim, you put it in the outside before you leave. There is the two dua from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teaching us, whoever ask Allah by this dua, Allah will answer his exactly his dua. Review it, please. Review it. The ifrit, the one who has knowledge, the righteous man from the Sulaiman's side, he offered the same service. He said, قال عنده علم من الكتاب, said one who had knowledge from the scripture, I will bring it to you before your glance return it to you. Before your lid return it to you. It means before you blinking your eyes. So how is a human gonna carry this great throne from Yemen to bring it to Sulaiman? How are we gonna do that? Nobody could carry this except those who are Allah give the jinn power. But this man is a regular man, righteous man from the people of Sulaiman. He offered the same. He told him, I will bring it to you before you blinking your eyes. The jinn, he said, before you stand up from your position. But this man, he offered, he told the Sulaiman, righteous man, he told him, how? By the knowledge which he had received from the book, the Bible of Scripture, and by the dua. To ask Allah, by so the one who brought the her throne, her arsh, from Yemen to the dua. Could you imagine about this? Allah, he's the one, he guarded this to Sulaiman in front of him. Nobody could do that except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the jinn also, he tried. Because Allah, as we said before, they have very power, they are powerful. They could move fast like lightning from one place to another place without any hardship. They don't take bus or anything, they also and so on. So they just put their step to be actually from one country to another country, from one continent to another continent. Exactly like the power which Allah feed it to whom He will, like such angels. Now, Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he's found, Allah said in the second part of the ayah, ayah number 40, Surah An-Naml, again Surah number 27, فَلَمَّا رَآهُ مُسْتَقَرًا عِنْدَهُ قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. Okay, a translation. And when Sulaiman alayhi salam saw it, blessed before him, he saw the whole throne came to his place in Palestine from Yemen. He said, this is from favor of my Lord. So who did it? Who carried this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the dua, which is a righteous man did. And he asked Allah by the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Fath al-Bari, a great book of Ahl-Sunnah to explain Imam al-Bukhari, what is the great name which is a righteous man made dua? What is the righteous name? Allah, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum, Badi'u Al-Samawati Wal-Ard, Dhul Jalali Wal-Ikram, الله لا إله إلا هو الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. دعوة يونس. You know, سيدنا يونس, when he stuck in the belly of the fish in order to be released inside deep in the sea, deep, he said لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت مظلوم. Allah love this dua too much. So when you use all this dua, these two dua I give it to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you what you need. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is kareem, noble. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give whoever turn himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him. Then after that, Sulaiman, this is from favor of my Lord to test me whether I will be grateful or ungrateful. And whoever is grateful, his gratitude is only for the benefits of himself. When he said, Alhamdulillah, Ashukrulillah, Allah, you're not gonna increase Allah with anything. You're not gonna decrease Allah, His kingdom, from anything. So when you thank Allah for yourself. Because Allah commands us, وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And if you will be grateful, I will increase you. You all the time. Either actually Allah, no matter what Allah give you in this life, you say, Alhamdulillah, Ashukrullah. Try to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is not going to change anything with Allah. You just do it for yourself. You say it for yourself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't need all of us. We are the one, we need Him. You slaughter the animal in, exactly in Qurbani. Does Allah gonna eat anything from this Qurbani? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gonna anything rich? No. But at-taqwa. You will gain, you will earn the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be invited, to be in bliss. Subhanallah. So, and whoever is ungrateful, then indeed my Lord is free of need and generous. Subhanallah. That's for yourself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sulaiman, when he has the throne of Bulqais from Yemen in front of him, and it's very heavy, very heavy. And then he found it in front of him, Allah raised it to him. Like the same thing, Allah gave it the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a miracle. When he came back from Isra and Mi'raj, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the kuffar, they ran to Abu Bakr. And they told him, Abu Bakr, look, your friend Muhammad claimed that he went to Bayt al-Maqdis in Palestine. Would she take 1 month to go and 1 month to come back before the second morning? And he claimed that he visited his Lord also in heaven. So what Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, because he has a great faith, trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything. He said, wallahi, if he said so, I did not meet him yet. Wallahi, if he said so, sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said the truth. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And why I don't trust him if he said so? And why I trust him more than that? For more than that, the Quran. Did you see the Quran? Reveal it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we take it from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then after that, he told them, are you claim you went to Bayt al-Maqdis? Would she take 1 month to us? Explain and give us a detail how Bayt al-Maqdis looks like. Allahu Akbar. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he visited Bayt al-Maqdis, he wasn't concentrate to count how many windows, how many doors, what is the wall, what is the right side, what is the left side. He doesn't know. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he supported his messenger, he carry all the Aqsa Masjid in the front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, in the right side you have 5 windows here, 10 windows here. In the left side you have so and so. He explained to them. And why Quraysh, they asked? Because rihlat al-shita'i was-sayf, they used to visit a lot to travel for trade and business in the summer and in the, subhanallah ta'ala, they travel to actually in the winter time and in the summer time, the Quraysh travel to Yemen, to Saouist. So Allah carried all the Aqsa Masjid in the front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he answered them with every question. So they have no excuse to say he did not see it or not see. He put the evidence over them sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Same thing when Sulaiman found the throne in the front of him, and he saw, subhanallah, say, قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is from the favor of my Lord. This is the bounty of my Lord. To do what? To examine me. To test me. Shall I be grateful or ungrateful? And whoever will be grateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase him. And whoever will be ungrateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّمَا يَشْكُوا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. And whoever disbelieve Allah or became ungrateful, then indeed my Lord is free of need and generous. Subhanallah ta'ala. Aye. We going, still have time or not? No, 5 minutes. I will stand up and we go for the ayah. قال نكر لها عرشها. When he saw it in the front, he asked his assistant, his assembly people, his administration, change this throne or her bed, change it a little bit, put whatever is in the right side, put it in the left side, and whatever in the left side, put it in the other. So نَكِّرُوا لَهَا عَرْشَهَا, that's meaning change, this squeeze for her throne. He doesn't want to tell her, actually, this is yours. He doesn't want to tell her, this is yours, exactly, I have it here. No, he just leave to examine her too. When he change it, and he tell her, actually, this is your throne, concentrate. If this is how it looks like, we would continue from this point, inshallah, to put the evidence against actually the queen of Bulqais, to see what she gonna say and how she became a Muslim or not Muslim, and who married her, and he built it exactly for she enter. He ordered her to enter her palace. To enter her palace, did she found it in the same? We will see in our class, inshallah. Next class, inshallah. Remember this class. We put it in our website, inshallah. Taala, you have already couple of classes in the exactly related to al-jinn wa Sulaiman and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We continue this class, inshallah, to be with us, inshallah. May Allah increase all our knowledge and grant all of us in knowledge, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, inshallah, from the fitna in this life and protect all of you. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanaka Allah hamdik. Shalom la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Collect the paper back, inshallah.